Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just understand that that's the way it's going to go. We do not allow the inmates to run the asylum in the state of Florida. And if you can't abide by the rules that we have in place for conduct, then we will show you the door and you will be expelled. It is that simple. That's what we're going to do.
Ron DeSantis saying what they're going to do in Florida. That's what we need to do across the country. And of course, Ron DeSantis can't do that for the country, but we are going to have to put pressure on those places that generally exist under Democrat rule and reign, where you see a lot of these wild protests unfolding. Is this getting, Brad, is in your estimation of watching the news, is it getting worse or is it getting better?
The protests? I think this is
the situation.
The situation. I think this is the drop and flop moment.
Like a kid.
So whenever
LeBron thing.
No, LeBron is just the flop.
I don't even watch the NBA. I know just enough about the NBA and Michael Jordan to want to make fun of LeBron for flopping.
That dude is the biggest, strongest guy I've seen play basketball outside of Shaq.
Flippity floppity.
And oh my gosh, if a 5'4" guy runs into him or brushes up against him, he's like, ah, and he falls on the ground. He's holding his face. Like, it's embarrassing.
Wee.
But
going back to the Democrats.
Yeah. I think this is the moment where society is saying, hey, no, you can't do this. And then the protesters, the situation, they're now going to escalate like a child throwing a tantrum in the middle of a supermarket. It's like, maybe if I make a big enough stink, the parents will relent. And I think that the moment is now where you go, no, we're not going to relent. And I'm going to paddle you right here in front of everybody.
Corporal punishment. That could have been a poll for today. Do you believe in spanking? I'd probably get in trouble for that. The YouTube live chat poll for today, unrelated. Do you like Governor Kristi Noem? The story that's out there about Kristi Noem from her book, the one part about, listen, she shoots her dog. I don't know how you tell a story of shooting your dog and expect at the end for there to be, like, positive reaction to that. And I know people who have run farms, operated farms, and it's what you like. It's the humane thing to do to put down an animal when it is not going to get better, mm-hmm. when it is suffering. And there are farmers who take pride is not the correct way to say it, but there is a responsibility mm-hmm. that farmer will feel to handle that situation themselves. This puppy was like 14 months old.
Yeah.
So We'll get into that story in the 1 o'clock hour. Tommy Lahren's going to be with us. And she said, I got something to say about this. So we'll listen to Tommy talk about it at 1:25. But Kristi Noem has been a part of all of the vice presidential rumors that have gone around. Donald Trump going to pick Kristi Noem. And I just feel like the winds of change have rushed upon Kristi Noem lately. And I don't know if people on the whole like her anymore. We'll talk about it. But the dog story. Why did you tell it? What an unforced error. Is that a story that needed to be told? She's like, I don't understand why people would be worked up about a 20-year-old story where she's got a 14-month-old dog. The dog bit people. The dog ate or killed a bunch of chickens from her neighbor. It was not well-behaved. And so she took it into a gravel pit and she shot it. The 14-month-old puppy. Is that her only option? I think that's really the question that you have to ask yourself. I understand people who own and operate farms operating in a different kind of world than we do when it comes to the care and concern for the livestock and the animals that are in their within their responsibility. Was that the only option that Christy Noem had? I don't know. I think it also happened 20 years ago. Does that make a difference? We were in a different 20 years ago, 2004. How is 20 years ago, 2004? Shouldn't it be in the 80s? When somebody says to you, 40 years ago was in the mid-80s, how do you feel about that? I know how I feel about it. I'm pretty well acquainted at this point. So we want to know, do you like Christy Noem? You go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote yes or no. You give us a reason why you do or you don't. And also if you think that she has some presidential or vice presidential aspirations ahead of her. When you're surveying the news, the protests are definitely leading the conversation right now. And the images are pretty wild. Did you take in the UCLA stuff last night?
No. I saw, I think it was the night before last, that there were like clashing protests. So there was pro-Israel and anti-Israel protests. Mm-hmm. And they were going head-to-head. And I mean, it was starting to get violent. But I didn't see anything about last night. I couldn't imagine it'd be much calmer.
Well, they were, yeah. It was very, it's just so tense. Everywhere that you could go today and have a political issue boil up, we're breaking points all over the place. This is what it was in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. It's SSDD, same stuff.
Stuff, different day.
Different, yeah. When you are thinking about, like, the mood of the country, when you're thinking about the economy of the country, when you're thinking about the country's relationship with other countries, when you're thinking about other countries' relations with each other and where the United States might be apart or in isolation from, there's not really anywhere you go where you're like, we got that one right. I can't really think of an issue. I'm going to talk a little bit about this here right now, and then we might revisit it later in the show. Yesterday, in the noon hour yesterday in Springfield, your state representative, Jay Hoffman, Democrat, Southern Illinois Democrat, Jay Hoffman, seized upon a Senate bill that had been passed, and it had something to do with DCFS. And this is like super legislative nerd stuff. So I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds because the outcome of this is what's important. And if you want to know the details, you should contact your state representative. And if you're in Missouri, this is where I'm always thinking, like, the Republicans in the supermajority of Republicans in the state of Missouri, Brad, they are always fighting with each other.
Yes.
They cannot get on the same page.
No.
They can't. It's kind of like on Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm,
in,
yeah,
D.C. You can't get together and steamroll the Democrats who are in the super minority. And Democrats listening right now would be like, why would you want to do that? And I'm like, I don't really want you to, but why are you not crabbing about the Democrats that are in the supermajority of both chambers in the General Assembly in Springfield who did this yesterday? In the 112th House District, this is a state House seat right across the river, Edwardsville, Lincarbon, Collinsville, Granite City, Maryville, like right across the river, Madison County, St. Clair County, bits and pieces. Illinois State Representative Katie Stewart represents the 112th District. And I don't talk a lot about super local politics, especially outside of election season, because I know what it's like to be an Illinois resident. Brad, you can probably relate to this,
yeah,
too. And if you're listening to something that's always hyper-focused on a very specific part of Missouri, I'm like, you need, mm-hmm, to talk to me, yeah, about landmarks. Is it by the big Amoco sign? I mean, as an Illinois girl. And I understand that when I'm talking about Illinois, that half of our audience or 60%, whatever it is in Missouri, is going, I don't know anything about this. But I want you to understand, Missouri folks, how the Illinois supermajority of Democrats work. It might disgust you, but I just want to show you what a supermajority of Democrats in Illinois is willing to do, and you can compare it to the disarray of the supermajority of Republicans in Missouri. And I'm not really here to say that either one of them is doing it the right way. I do know that neither one feels like it's super connected to the people they represent. When a candidate isn't a participant in the primary in Illinois, and that race for a particular party is left vacant after the primary, the House of Representatives, through the proper course of submitting paperwork, specifically for the 112th district in Illinois, I'm talking specifically to you guys, but this is a broader interest. They submitted the Republican chair of Madison County, the Republican chair of St. Clair County, together submitted the documents to put Jay Keevan, a 27-year Illinois state policeman, 8-plus years as the chief of police in Edwardsville, the current city administrator for Troy, Illinois. This guy is not a politician, and I spent the morning with him, and it shows in the best possible way. He is a real dude who has served his county, who has served his state, who has served the people who he would potentially represent incredibly well by wearing a badge and protecting us and keeping us safe. What the Democrats did yesterday is they took the old way of filling that spot where the Republicans would, through that submission of paperwork, which they did, the St. Clair County GOP chairs submitted that paperwork weeks ago saying, we're going to put Jay Keevan in as the Republican candidate against Katie Stewart for the November election for the Illinois State House 112. We're going to put him in. Yesterday at noon, Jay Hoffman, a Southern Illinois Democrat State House rep, seized upon a bill, commandeered it, added some legislative notes to it to speed up the process, to change the way that candidate would be slated, and made it so that as soon as the governor signs it, the Republicans wouldn't be able to put somebody in that spot. Now, as soon as that bill, they passed it. Yesterday, they passed it in the House. This like all went whoop, 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 whoop. And then it was, this is what they sound like in Springfield, the Democrats. And they went through this process, sped it up as fast as they could, threw it out for a vote. Supermajority Democrats, bing, bang, boom. You got a bill that's passed. The Republicans voted present. And then they did a press conference yesterday after the 12 o'clock vote. And now it goes to the Senate. As soon as the Senate passes it, of course, the governor is going to be able to sign it. And they are going to be able to control whether or not a Republican even gets to participate in the 112th against Katie Stewart. Explain to me why Katie Stewart, who has won 3 or 4 cycles now, why is she afraid of campaigning against giving the people in her district another option? Because this is how the Democrats operate. This is the ruthlessness, which with the Democrats, when given a supermajority like Illinois has given them, top to bottom, all statewide races, Democrats, supermajority in the House, supermajority in the Senate, the entire General Assembly, supermajority of Democrats. This is what they do when they get power. They know no limits. They know no bounds. So the old way of doing it is to say, all right, you want to put a candidate on? They expected that they'd be able to, they submitted the paperwork to say Jay Keevan was going to be the guy that they were going to put up. Not a political guy. He's a good guy. He's a different option than Katie Stewart in November. We're going to put him on, submitted the paperwork, and then somewhere in the beginning of June, I don't have the specific date, they would need to submit 500 signatures. They passed this yesterday, which could make it as soon as, I don't know, the end of today, tomorrow, when J.B. Pritzker could put his ink on that bill and make it a law so that Republicans would not be represented in the 112th. So the Republicans in Madison County and the Republicans that are in St. Clair County that are working in the District 112 said, all right, you draw the battle lines, you draw the battlefield, we're going to try to compete in it. I went on the Mark Cox Morning Show today with Ryan Recker and said, hey, will you come out? I'm going to be out at the Holiday Inn Express in Edwardsville from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And you guys came out. You guys came out strongly. And I don't have final numbers right now. And I know that they were going to be at Township Park, Edwardsville, Airplane Park on Center Grove Road in Edwardsville this afternoon. If you get there and they're not there, you missed it. But they are trying to get as they're going to be there through this afternoon. And when I find out that they've left, this is what I'll do. You stick around here listening to me. And when they have left, I will tell you. But the dissatisfaction, the consistent thing that I heard from everybody who signed that petition today is they are sick and tired. This is the word of the crooked Democrats that are running that state into the ground. And when you look at the fact that the Democrats chose Chicago for their convention this summer, they are looking at what they can get away with in Illinois because nobody pays attention to Illinois. California does something nutty, makes the news because it's California. If New York City does something that's nutty, of course they did. It's New York City. When Illinois does it, it goes so far under the radar for so long. By the time that people are paying attention, it's too late. They try to do it again. And hopefully, if you can get there right now to Township Park. If Katie Stewart is your representative, even if you're a Democrat, don't you think that there should be options for voters? Katie Stewart doesn't believe that. People in that district are incredibly angry. Her husband is the principal at Eversville High School. They just passed a unisex bathroom thing. It's a whole deal. We've covered a little bit on this station. I've talked a little bit about it on this show. There's just, like, people don't get it. Petition after petition after petition, people going, it's like up is down. You can't, there are solutions to problems that seem like common sense and not just, you know, specifically in Edwardsville or specifically in Illinois. It's like these problems, these obstacles are posed to us over and over and again. And when everything says, you know, head north, for some reason, the result goes, we're going south. Consistently. The amount of action that is going to be required from you in Missouri, in Illinois, wherever you're streaming us on the Odyssey app right now, in this country, the amount of effort that is going to be required from you to make change actually happen in November is like you've never seen before. It's going to feel like a lot of work. It's going to feel like being at a Holiday Inn Express at 7 a.m. when you were at the Moulin Rouge at the Fox. I wasn't at the Moulin Rouge. I wouldn't go to that place. But I would go to the show at the Fox last night, and I didn't get home until late and I had to get up early because I had to see you guys because you guys showed up. You showed up in force. But there's still a ton of work to do. And this is just a start. This is just to get us in the game so that we can compete. And when the Democrats are given this almost unlimited access to power and authority over you, where they redraw the maps, where they rewrite the rules, where they do it in a cloud of secrecy, safety act, I'm looking at you, when they work in the shadows, and they do, that's how they win. When the light shines on what they're doing, they lose. Be the light. Show up when you have an opportunity. I will give you all of the opportunities that I find out about, and I promise you, I will be at every single one that I can. But today you showed up, and we're going to try to fight back because it's all we can do. Hold the people who represent you accountable. Don't let people who are given some sense of supermajority power feel as though it's absolute power. They work for you. Remind them. Every chance you get. Hans von Spakovsky is going to be with us when we come back. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. What's the latest in the Trump non-hush money trial? We'll talk to him about that. And we haven't gotten his full assessment presidential immunity hearing in front of the Supreme Court. That was going on when we talked to him last week. We'll get a little bit of an update from Hans on that when we come back. Tyrus and Tommy Lahren in the 1 o'clock hour on the Annie Fry Show. Let's take a quick break. I know you're
trying to forget. This is the Annie Fry Show. The drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies. You know, I'm trying hard to take it back. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show. Closes and you feel like falling down.
I'll carry you home. Under advice of counsel, I'm not going.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To answer that question, sir. Privilege against self-incrimination.
And did you knowingly break any laws when investigating President Trump?
Objection. Same response.
Did you break any laws when you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection. Same response.
Ms. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights when you worked on the Trump investigation?
Objection.
I have the same response to your question.
Mr. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights while you worked at the Manhattan DA's office?
Objection.
Same answer.
Did you misuse any federal funds while investigating President Trump?
Same response.
Did you misuse any federal funds while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Same response.
And did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
So that's Trump prosecutor Mark Pomerantz talking there. How fair have these investigations been into Donald Trump? There are a lot of allegations out right now about the special treatment that Donald Trump has consistently, from honestly before he even became president the first time, the special treatment that for whatever particular reason he was given, he was subjected to. What is it about Donald Trump that drives people so incredibly crazy?
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
Your form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans von Spakovsky, thank you for being with us here on this Thursday afternoon. I'm trying to find a trial where Donald Trump was just treated like the rest of us would be. It seems like every time there's an opportunity to tweak something, to try to slip something by to get Trump, they're out to do it.
Well, I think they are. And I think it's a matter of the left, Democrats, are so scared of him. They're so afraid that voters will actually choose him to be president that they're willing to do almost anything to prevent them from being able to make that choice. I mean, remember, that's why we had a case go all the way to the Supreme Court from Colorado where they were trying to disqualify him from the ballot so that people couldn't even vote for him.
You know, Hans, if you listen to the Democrats talk about what they're afraid of, they feel as though the re-election of Donald Trump is going to be, their words, the end of democracy. So it's a valiant thing that the Democrats are doing in their minds, at least the way they articulate it. And if you know that they feel that the ends of a Donald Trump re-election will be the end of America, in some weird, perverted sense, you could understand why they would be willing to do anything it takes in order to stop him from being the president of the United States. But it seems to me if they're able to get away with anything, then maybe we've already met the end of democracy.
No, in fact, that's exactly what they're doing. They're looking in the mirror when they say that he would end democracy. The current administration is doing that. Think about all the actions that Joe Biden is taking that defy the law. We have an open border, a security crisis like we've never heard. Why? Because the Biden administration actually refuses to enforce federal immigration law. Look at the way he has said, well, I'm forgiving all student loans, despite the fact that the courts have said, you, the president, you can't do that. You don't have the power to do that. And again, he just defies the law. So that is the road to tyranny, is a president that engages in actions like that.
Mm-hmm. Hans von Spakovsky with us right now, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I don't know if it was last week or the week ago, a week before that, you and I were discussing all of these trials that Donald Trump is facing. And, you know, I kind of asked you, is this something where it seems as though the First Amendment is the thing that is under attack in each of these trials consistently, and it's Donald Trump's First Amendment rights that are under attack. And then we compare that to what the left is really permitting and in some ways encouraging to take place on our college campuses across the country right now. I mean, is what you're seeing at Columbia and Harvard and UCLA and so on and so forth, are these just people expressing their First Amendment rights?
No, they're not. Think about it this way. Would any of these colleges allow the kind of violence, harassment, intimidation that's going on from these pro-Hamas protesters and their anti-Semitism if these were members of the Ku Klux Klan who were also hiding their faces like these protesters were and talking about how much they hate Black Americans? You and I both know they would never allow that to occur.
Yeah. What about the protests? Like, when does it become unlawful? What is a First Amendment right when it comes to peacefully protesting? And when are we outside of the realm of our rights?
The Supreme Court has said that universities, colleges, malls, local governments can put in regulations that set the time, place, and manner of a protest. That's why, for example, if you want to stage a protest in Washington, D.C., you need to apply to the city, tell them when you're going to do it. They give you a permit, and that allows security to be in place, that allows it to be peaceful. When it gets to the point where you are breaking windows, breaking into buildings, occupying buildings like happened at Columbia, you are far beyond your First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty shocking for people to watch what's unfolded and how willfully we permit them to throw their temper tantrums in the manner with which they are doing it. I did want to ask you before we let you go, when we spoke last week, the immunity trial in front of the Supreme Court had taken place to some extent,
right.
But you've had a week to think about what you've heard and analyze that hearing. Where are you right now on the presidential immunity of Donald Trump and how that might ripple effect into the court cases he's facing across the country?
I don't think either side is going to get what they want. I think what the court is going to do is come back and say, I think Trump's going to win more than the government will, but I think they're going to come back and say, yes, when a president is engaging in his official duties, he does have immunity from criminal prosecution, and that extends to the outer perimeter of what he does. And I think what they'll do is then send the case back down to the trial court to say, in these indictments against him, you have to figure out when was he acting in his official duty, when was he acting in his personal capacity. And because the judge, for example, in the federal case in Washington, is liberally biased against Trump, she will probably say, oh, everything he did was personal. Nothing he was doing had to do with his presidential duties. And you know what will happen then? His team will appeal her decision, and it'll go up through the courts again. So there's no way the federal case we're not going to see a trial in that case before the November election.
Yeah, that is quite the point on the timeline that everybody is paying attention to. I don't know if we spoke last week about the Judge Cannon unredactions that were taking place in the Mar-a-Lago trial, but there does seem to be evidence that the Biden administration, the White House itself, has had a finger or a whole hand or dived headfirst into collaboration with the Justice Department to make sure that these trials are positioned in a correct way. What's your assessment of the relationship between Joe Biden, the White House, and the Department of Justice, the prosecutions of Donald Trump?
Oh, I think the Department of Justice is acting as basically part of his campaign to do everything they can to stop Donald Trump. And that includes, for example, the number three guy at the Justice Department, very high up position, leaving that job to go take an assistant prosecutor job in the New York criminal prosecution, actually taking a pay cut to do that. Sorry, that's not the way legal careers go. You don't leave a high up position in the U.S. Justice Department to go do that. That's the Biden White House's fingers all over that local prosecution.
Hans, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you. Always look forward to having you back. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Great to have him on here to talk about all of this legal nonsense that's going on. And also this First Amendment rights, you know, we do have the ability to flex our voice and to make sure that we are heard even when it dissents against authority. But what we're seeing right now across the country, it's unsettling. We saw 4 years ago, right about this time, the country decided to set itself on fire, and we're looking at it doing itself again. All right, let's take a quick break. Wiggins America in studio when we come back. Ryan always, he's very concerned about your health, and he wants to pass along any advice and health tips that he can at any given time. So Wiggins America is going to be dedicated to you and the best version of yourself, making sure that you are living your healthiest life. Wiggins America when we come back.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Well, if you're in your car right now, you're listening to the Annie Fry Show. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Wiggins doesn't care about me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It all Annie does, but Wiggins doesn't. That's not true. I love you.
What are you talking about?
I love you, and I want to take care of you. I want to make sure that you're healthy. So we're going to do some health tips here.
What a weird sequitur.
It's all, I just want to address the elephant in the room, that people think that I don't love them, but I do. I do love you. I care about you. And once again, these are all for you. We'll talk about them in the room because we can't hear back from you unless you're in the live chat.
Brad, he's a giver.
It was just like a mumble.
Man, that's the nicest thing you can do.
It's like you held back.
Yeah.
Man, that's rough. But okay, I'm going to give. You guys take whatever you want. These are...
Can we take
a break?
Very well done.
Okay, thank you.
These are habits to ditch for a happier day, and five to do instead. So a few habits you could ditch, a few you can add. We'll get to some other things too. The first one is don't dive into emails to get a jump start on the day the first thing in the morning. Do you do this?
No, I told you I don't check my emails.
Well, that's true. You do start work right away, but no. The email thing.
Brad and I have a never-ceasing Twitter DM conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like all night, any hour of the day?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, there are texts or DMs that get sent all hours.
Most of mine are super late, and his start pretty early.
Yeah. They're kind of notes to self half the time.
We make
though.
Each other, like, we don't make each other, but we say good morning to each other every day.
In Twitter?
Mm. Yeah. No, we call each other.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good
what
morning,
are you wearing?
Terry.
And then we hang up.
Yeah.
We finished everything.
No, because you don't want to wake up and have, like, I don't want Brad to wake up and check his Twitter DMs and be like, who's on at 12:25? It's good morning. Who's on at 12:25? And he'll say the same thing, like, good morning. And then here's the sitch that we're in right now.
That's cool. You guys don't have to say all the work stuff to me. But if you want to send me a good morning in Twitter, that's fine.
I don't have time.
No, you don't get it until you get to your computer anyway.
I'm just going to send you a text to say, morning.
Uh-oh.
No.
Does that mean good or bad? Mm. Next one, don't.
It's average.
Wake up to a loud alarm clock.
I don't like alarms.
I don't either.
It's a rough way to wake up in the morning. Mine's some like flowery ringtone that's my alarm thing. But even that, like if I hear that later on the day, I'm like, I hate that noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try as often as I can to not wake up to an alarm. If I have to, I'll set one. And the ones that kind of gradually come in, yeah. I do like those a little better.
Crescendo. Do you, if you didn't set an alarm, what time, if you didn't set alarm for Friday, what time would you wake up?
Oh, I wake up at the same time every day, weekdays or weekends, 6:48. Because that is when...
I am going to text you tomorrow at 6:46.
Don't do that.
That's... I'll be like, good morning.
Oh, dang it, I asked for this.
Yeah.
That's when my wife's alarm goes off. And it's when the kids wake up. So sometimes they wake up and I will hear them. So
are you waking up because your wife's alarm goes off?
Kind of.
It's the same thing as your alarm.
Not entirely, because sometimes I'll be in a different room because I'm snoring or something. So, I get bounced. But it doesn't matter. I still wake up at the same time every day. Next one, don't try to immediately problem solve. You too.
You're still here.
We're still working on that.
Don't try to problem solve at all.
In the morning?
Yeah, it says in the morning.
Why? Why not?
It says it's normal to feel a little groggy when you first wake up. That feeling is called sleep inertia, and it lasts for 15 to 60 minutes.
No such thing.
The point is that when you initially wake, your brain isn't in tip-top form. So you're not going to problem solve well.
It doesn't mean that you can't solve problems. It's just maybe, I mean, if you're problem solving in the first hour of the day, you're probably not acting as much as you are creating solutions in your head that could be refined in time.
I have woken up in the middle of the night with the solution to a problem.
Amen.
And have gone immediately. It was a broken issue on my car and went immediately out and fixed it at like 2 in the morning.
Wow. When is your problem solving window, Wiggins?
It's pretty much from the time, like, according to this article, it would be 15 minutes after I wake up. So we'll say 7-ish through about 11-ish. It's the entire time I'm awake after that 15 minutes. I'm firing on all cylinders all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have many times woken up in the middle of the night. This is true. And it's like Trump. Hey, this is true.
It's true.
Thought of a great joke or bit or something and written it down. And I'm telling you, 99% of the time I wake up in the morning, I'll look at that thing, I go, what the heck is that? That's terrible.
Yeah.
So
dreams that are really awesome. And then you like lay there and try to get back into them. And you're like, why was I walking on a bird's back in the jungle?
Yeah. I want to go back there.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I was there. Don't focus on the stuff that went wrong yesterday. That's pretty much good advice regardless.
Don't focus on the stuff that went wrong yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you make it right today?
Well, if you have to fix it still, you'd have to address it.
You examine what went wrong and you learn from your mistakes.
And don't do that or experience that thing today.
Yeah. It says, try to pull your mind away from the frustrating topic. It's tough.
What's the source on this?
Oh, this is BuzzFeed? Multiple doctors. No, no, no.
Okay.
It's a bunch of doctors from some random article in the New York Post. Do start with a... I thought of you when I read this.
Who? Me or
you,
Brad?
You, Annie.
I'm great.
Do start with a meditation and some deep breaths.
Why did you think of me?
Because right when I read it, I heard you in my head go, give me a freaking break.
I wonder where you're going with that one. No. I'll pray. When people talk about meditation, I pray. So I think it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Breathe with Jesus, but I mean, I do.
Some deep breaths.
But it's not intentional. Just God gave me the breath in my
breathing,
lungs.
Yeah, you're breathing in worship. Focus, another one to do. Focus on what you want to happen and make a list.
I thought we weren't supposed to be problem solving.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, these things all require time.
The first one on the list was something they came up with right after they woke up, and then they just progressed into better ideas later on.
They waited 15 minutes. They thought about making a list. Then after 15 minutes, they made the list.
I don't make lists. I will make lists for like big things. Like if we're going on vacation and we need to X, Y, and Z, or if we're in charge of an event or something like that. But I don't need a list for a Tuesday.
Oh man, I make tons of lists.
The first thing when you make a list, if you've got a bunch of things to do, the first thing you do is first task is make a list.
Yeah.
Check it off.
Check. Knock that thing off. Do hang something in your bedroom that makes you smile.
Oh my God.
I know. What? Do move a little. I think this is a good one. Move around a little bit. It takes
just
me a
bed?
While. Yeah, just shimmy. Do the worm on your side.
In place.
Jared's going, oh, Annie must be up.
He's way gone. Easy. He's way gone. Get your act together. Knock it off.
You got me laughing. Doing the worm. Last one.
I bet so.
This usually goes the other way.
I got trouble. Do whatever you're trying, stick with it.
Like the no, wait, Jared, hear me out. I wonder if I could do the worm. If I was ever going to be able to do the worm, it's probably in the next hour. I've been up for so long. I went to bed super late. The amount of Scooter's caffeine that I've had today is probably exceeding the limit.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been going pretty hard the last like less than 24 hours. With 1 minute left, I did have another one I wanted to get to real quick since we're talking about health news. 7 new menu items that Taco Bell is set to release. Number one, Big
Cheese. In unrelated news.
Big Cheese It Supreme and Tostada. Number two, Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato.
Are you guys Baja Blast people?
I like all the changes to different sodas, but I don't know that I love that one.
I won't drink a sugared soda.
Really?
Oh, God, no. What a waste of calories. But I think in the store, I think I saw this at Ruler Foods. Maybe. They had Diet Baja Blast. I don't even know what Baja Blast tastes like.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you
either.
They have
Diet Baja Blast?
Yes.
Oh, I might try that.
Do you remember the like seafoam green or teal Kool-Aid of our youth?
Yes.
This like exists in my head, and I feel like it was magical. And I wonder if Baja Blast is like carbonated that.
I don't know. I really don't know it well enough. I've had Sweet Lightning, and I like all those variations. I like trying them.
That teal Kool-Aid tasted like the prettiest color.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
What about the gelato version? Good?
Nope.
Oh,
how about,
yeah.
Like, strawberry,
no,
raspberry.
No, you're wrong about that. It's going to be great.
I am not wrong about it.
Cinnamon Dolce de Leche Delights. So those little cinnamon ball things, they're going to have caramel in them now. Yeah.
That's good. They weren't really sweet enough before, were they?
Exactly. Chicken nuggets.
No.
Yeah, just chicken nuggets.
Real chicken?
I have no idea.
Then no.
Ask them.
I will. They won't know here.
Cheesy Street Chalupas, and then chicken and steak enchilada grilled cheese dipping tacos. Come on. Let's go. And that's your health news.
I like how the beginning of that was like, don't problem solve for 15 minutes when you're waking up. And at the end, we're eating
dipping tacos.
Caramel-infused tacos or something. Tyrus and Tommy Lahren when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.